All right, welcome back to the Greatest Mixtape Podcast. I am Mac.
And I am Eric.
And this is another episode of That Song. Now, Eric.
Yes.
We happen to have a very special guest tonight.
I know. I'm stoked for this one, man.
He is a former NFL player and WWE superstar. In WWE, he was a seven-time 24/7 champion and the winner of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania 33.
That is quite the feather in your cap, man. That's a good one.
Not everybody can say they won a match at WrestleMania,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
No shit.
Currently, he is the co-host of TMZ Sports and the co-founder of the Paragon Talent Group. And he doesn't get hyped. He stays hyped. Please welcome to the podcast, Dean Mojo Mutati.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How we doing?
Doing fantastic, man. How are you?
Brother, we just got three good hair guys on this pod right now. Three dudes, fantastic hair. But Eric, I gotta say, man, you got like the mohawk going, but you got the dip in the middle for your headphones. So I was like wondering.
It's kind of a weird look.
Did it press it down or do you like shape it around your headphones or what's the process?
It actually pushed it down on its own. And what's funny is I'm looking at it as we're doing this and I'm like, I have some kind of like weird dinosaur thing going on my head.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You should run with that. Even without the headphones, like just carve out that spot in the middle.
Just shave a band right across my head.
Yeah, you got like the Stegosaurus thing going if I got my dinosaurs correct. Fun fact for all those kids who pay attention in school.
Well, the fact that you pulled Stegosaurus out, dude, That's impressive on its
impressive.
Own.
We're already off to a great start here.
Right?
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, in our episodes of That Song, we like to celebrate a song. For whatever reason, we love a song. So I was talking to Mojo last week about this episode. You know, again, I mentioned it in the intro. He's known for being hyped, staying hyped. And I said, you know, what song? What's the song that gets you so fired up? And without hesitation, he said,
Africa by Toto, the most hyped song of all time. Everybody knows it, so it really shouldn't be that much of a surprise. It just makes sense.
Okay, I've got some questions because we all love the song.
It's a fantastic
song.
It is.
It's a great
song.
Toto
is amazing.
Yeah, Toto's an amazing band. But how did that ever become a song that gets you fired? Because I don't hear that song, I don't get like excited. I don't get charged up. Like, how did that happen?
You know what? To be honest with you, it all started as a joke because Mojo doesn't get hyped. He stay hyped. Everything is hype. All my promos, hype was every third word, the entire thing, and that was just hype, hype, hype all the time. So what was the expectation that you were going to have just the most outrageously hype track of all time? I don't know. Think like Let the Bodies Hit the Floor or something that's just like turned up lots of screaming. And I was like, you know what? What if we went the other way with this thing? What's like the most peaceful, serene, anti-hype song that I can just run with? And that is how Toto Africa came in the picture. That's also how my affinity for Bob Ross came into the picture as well, because it's like, all right, well, who's the most non-hyped celebrity of all time? And it has to be Bob Ross. I actually celebrated getting called up my main roster debut with WWE by watching Bob Ross all night, and I put it all over my Instagram, and it was really funny, and it was received well, and that was it. The hype man turn to Toto Africa and Bob Ross, and I love them both. Everybody else loves them, and just eventually now it's a hype thing because you just get with it, right? It's more the meaning behind the track than the track itself.
Right,
I like it.
That was the move.
I never knew the backstory behind it, man. That is fantastic.
Absolutely,
that is the backstory. I've been teasing for years. If I ever came back to pro wrestling, that would be my entrance music. We did that DraftKings wrestlers combine with Paragon, and that was, I didn't wrestle on that show, but that was absolutely my music for hosting the show.
And we should note, for those that don't know, Africa is from the 1982 album Toto 4, and the song Africa hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in February 1983. Now, what's kind of funny is that even some of the band members have said over the years that the song maybe doesn't make that much sense.
The lyrics are definitely either they're too deep for me or they're just way over my head.
Can I I'll say something here because I feel like when it comes to music, and I'm sure I'm not the first person to say this, but there's like two trains of thought, right? It's you like a song because of the lyrics, or you like a song because of how it sounds and you're not listening to the lyrics. You know all the lyrics, you memorize the lyrics, but you have no idea what they actually mean. And I am very much the latter.
We've talked about this on the show a couple of times, yeah, because yeah. Mac, he just seems to come with the lyrics way more than I do. I'm like more into like what's happening sonically, musically.
Yeah, I don't even know what the hell they're saying half the songs I listen to.
Speaking of lyrics, let's jump into this a little bit here.
Yeah. This is some wild shit.
This is the part that I found the most just batshit crazy. Okay. The wild dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company, which seems like an oxymoron, but okay. I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I'm talking about. That line right there. When it flows together and he says it, that is like the one line everybody belts out.
Yep.
And nobody knows what the hell he's talking about, but no one cares. That's like maybe the biggest sing-along line of the whole song, I feel like. Well, yeah. Besides the chorus.
Right.
You're right. I mean, you find yourself singing along to this song, never really realizing that this doesn't make any sense, but who cares, man? It's just a great track. Everybody loves it.
I have a story. I'm a big theme park guy, and I'm in Orlando, so Disney World is right down the street. So what park typically ends up making the most sense to go to, especially with the little kid? Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I ride the safari ride, you know, going through and there's the elephants and all of these things, I wait until the first moment when the safari ride gets silent, when the guide isn't talking or explaining things, when all the fans and customers are just quiet, and I have my song already loaded and I play the chorus of Africa at that moment. And every single time, without fail, the reaction is the same. Anyone that can hear it pops huge, they're laughing their butts off. And the driver gets so pissed every time. And it, from there, I usually do it as much as my wife will let me get away with, but I'll decide, like, am I going to do this every time it gets quiet until they realize it's me? And maybe they risk banning me or kicking me off? Like, are people still laughing, or is it just us that's laughing? Like, how big, you know, there's a lot of factors that go with it, but without a doubt, the driver is like immediately pissed off. I wonder if anyone else does that, but I do it every single time.
I would fly to Orlando and go with you to Disney just so I could sit a couple rows back and watch this happen.
No doubt. That is the greatest form of terrorism I think I've ever heard in my life.
Well, guys, I think I'm never coming back on the show until we make this happen and we can talk about it then. That's going to be your incentive for coming, or maybe that's your incentive not to come.
These three men are banned from Disney for life.
Right.
We got mug shots. Our faces are on the employee like lobbies in the back, like, don't let these guys in kind of a thing. Been there before.
I hear the like Curb Your Enthusiasm music playing as we're looking at our mug shots.
If you hear the opening chords to Africa by Toto, look for these three men.
You know, another theme park story, actually. I was at Halloween Horror Nights one year with some really good friends, kind of an annual tradition out here. And we spent a lot. I mean, you guys know how much those tickets are. And I think we had VIP passes, which are even more expensive. And I found out 30 minutes after we got to the park, I've been waiting all year, I'm excited, that that Toto is playing next door at the Hard Rock. And I had a very difficult decision to make. Do I give up Halloween Horror Nights and go see the creators of my favorite song, or do I commit to this evening at Halloween Horror Nights? And it was quite the predicament, fellas.
And
what happened?
I stayed at Halloween Horror Nights. I felt like the biggest fake fan of all time. I'll make it even worse. I think tickets were like $18. They were so affordable.
Oh.
I didn't even have the excuse of being like a $500 ticket.
Oh, that hurts, dude.
That hurts, dude.
Rough, right?
Yeah.
It's a really tough decision to make. it was just me, I would have went and came back, but there was a group.
And that's the kind of shit you'll never live down to. Like, if you made that choice, which I wouldn't have shamed you, but if you made that choice, yeah, you're going to hear about that for decades, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they all owe me a big favor now, so I still have to cash that one in.
Hell yeah.
So, hey, how about a fun fact about Toto? Mojo might know this. We'll find out. So, guitarist Steve Lukather, he's a well-known, you know, session guitarist, played on albums.
Monster.
Like
Monster.
Earth, Wind & Fire, Richard Marx, Olivia Newton-John. Like, he was, but the most famous album that he played on, played guitar on, was Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Oh!
Yep, and... Dude, the guitar riff that you hear in Beat It, that's Steve Lukather from Toto.
Yep. And everybody thinks that the whole song is Eddie Van Halen. It's like, oh, no. Nope. Just came in, did the solo, and bounced.
Freaking Thriller, bro. I'm still working on that one right now. Whoa. Man, it's crazy, right? I love that song.
Oh, yeah. Right,
hang on a sec. While you're thinking about that, let me just do something real quick. Eric. Eric, you know what that
is,
right?
I certainly
do. Mm, that is the sound of Once Upon a coconut water and energy drink that I'm having right now. Eric, you know that Once Upon a Coconut is coconut water with a purpose?
I do.
Oh, see? Mojo's got some right there.
I'm the only one that doesn't actually have Once Upon a Coconut in my hand right now, and I'm a little pissed off about it.
For every case of Once Upon a Coconut sold, they donate 10% of profits to charity. Made with 100% pure coconut water, never from concentrate, full of electrolytes to keep you hyped while rocking out to Toto. Visit onceuponacoconut.com to learn more and shop all of their kick-ass flavors.
That's a hell of an endorsement, Mac. You're a pro at this thing, buddy.
Oh, baby, I love
it. Best coconut water ever.
Ever.
Legit, I actually would legitimately, like, I've had some of those other brands. You guys know who I'm talking about. They're gross, man. I think that's why so many people don't like coconut water. And then you have this one, you're like, all right, man, that's legit.
Yeah.
I 100% being honest here, I never enjoyed any coconut water until I tried Once Upon a Coconut. I tell you what, man, I look forward to the day when either you're back in the ring somehow, or you're hosting another event and you walk out to Africa by Toto. Like, I can't wait for that day.
I might have to make like matching gear. Do I tie it into my gimmick? I mean, I got a lot of thinking to do. You know, I've been retired for a while. That's a fresh restart when I come back out. So,
dude, if you could just reference it somehow in your ring gear.
Oh no, I'm thinking full on safari outfit, dude. The hat, the whole thing, this Steve Irwin shorts, and oh my god, it'd be amazing.
Yeah, again, we'll use the Kilimanjaro and Serengeti line that you love so much. That's the one.
Oh, 100%. Yep, I love it. All right. Well, that about wraps up another episode of That Song here on the Greatest Mixtape Podcast. We want to thank Dean Mojo Mutati for joining
us. Yeah, man. Thank you.
Be sure to catch Mojo on TMZ Sports and visit theparagontg.com to check out all that the Paragon Talent Group has going on. So we hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to check back soon for a new episode of That Song, and also catch up on any regular full-length episodes of the Greatest Mixtape Podcast. Once again, I am Mac.
And I'm Eric.
And thanks again to Mojo, and thanks again for listening.
See ya!